Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation. Simply by administering comforts at the lotus feet of the Lord, which is the most important of all services, the queens at Dwarka, headed by Satyabhama, induced the Lord to conquer the demigods. Thus the queens enjoy things which are prerogatives of the wives of the controller of thunderbolts. Just read the last paragraph of the purport. Satyabhama instigated her husband to get the Parijat flower from the heavenly planets, and the Lord got it, even by force, from the demigods, as a common husband secures things to please his wife. As already explained, the Lord had very little to do with so many wives to carry out their orders like an extraordinary man. Like an ordinary man. But because the queens accepted the high quality of devotional service, namely administering the Lord all comforts, the Lord played the part of a faithful and complete husband. No earthly creature can expect to have things from the heavenly kingdom, especially the Parijat flowers, which are simply to be used by the demigods. But due to their becoming the Lord's faithful wives, all of them enjoyed the special prerogatives of the great wives of the denizens of heaven. In other words, since the Lord is the proprietor of everything within His creation, it is not very astonishing for the queens of Dwarka to have any rare thing from any part of the universe. Om Agyanti Mirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupakada Mahyam Dadati Swapadantikam Mukam karoti vachalam pangum langhayate girim yatkripa tamaham vande shri gurum dinatarnam shri chaitanya ishwaram paramanandamadhavam namaum vishnupadaya krishna prishthaya bhutale shrimate bhakti vedanta swami niti namine namaste saraswate deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhyayvacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna. So we continue discussing the episode of the Syamantaka Jewel, the Syamantaka Mani, from the 10th canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam. And just a brief recapitulation of the points that we discussed yesterday, so we are in tune and we proceed further from there. Yesterday we discussed how the progressive evolution of the Srimad Bhagavatam is, as explained by His Holiness Bhaktivigyan Goswami Maharaj, from the first till the 12th canto, how the Bhagavatam progresses with its themes. And the 10th canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam is like the lotus face of the Lord, the extremely sweet, beautiful lotus face of the Lord. And therefore the 10th canto primarily dwells on Krishna's pastimes and activities, the sweetness of Krishna's pastimes and activities. A person is known by his face or her face, and the face is the most attractive part of the whole body. And so also the 10th canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam then is the most attractive of all the 12 cantos of the Bhagavatam, divided into the pastimes in Vrindavan, the pastimes in Mathura, and the pastimes in Dwarka. We are taking the pastime from Dwarka, how Krishna kidnaps Rukmini, we discussed, and married Rukmini. And at this point, we are discussing Krishna's marrying Jambavati and Satyabhama, his two queens. So yesterday, we heard the history of how the Syamantaka Mani came. It was given by Kubera to... Shankachuda, and Shankachuda came and disturbed Krishna and Balaram in the Rasleela. Krishna defeated Shankachuda, gave the Syamantaka Mani to Balaram, who gave it to Krishna, who gave it to Srimati Radharani, who gave it to the sun god Vivaswan. And when Satrajit worshipped the sun god Vivaswan, as a blessing to him, the sun god Vivaswan gave the Syamantaka mani, the Syamantaka jewel. And then he put it on his neck and came to Dwarka. And the first point we discussed yesterday was speculation. How people do not ask, people do not clarify, people do not understand, and they just jump to conclusions. In relationships, at work, in life, in Krishna consciousness, the tendency is to jump to conclusions without understanding. So when he entered inside, everyone thought that the sun god had come, whereas it was just Satrajit who had put this jewel on. And therefore, one has to be extremely careful of not falling into the trap of assumptions and speculations. The second thing we heard was, the Dwarkavasis reached Krishna, and Krishna was busy playing dice. To seek attention of Krishna, they called out his names. So the second point in yesterday's discussion was, if one wants to seek the attention of Krishna, the way to do so is chant his holy names. We seek attention of people in this world also by calling out their names. Our Madan Mohan Prabhu, who runs the pharmacy, he was telling me recently that even to pets you give names to seek their attention. And one devotee had two cats. And quite funny, the devotee named the cats Dhoti and Kurta. No, seriously. The devotee named him Dhoti Kurta. So if the man has to tell his wife, get the cats, he says, can you get Dhoti Kurta? And if the cats are running away, what do you say? My Dhoti Kurta is running away. And therefore, to seek attention, we give address and we give name. Krishna has his beautiful names, and thus to seek his attention, we call out his names. The Dwarkavasis called out, hey Govinda, hey Arvindaksha, hey Madhav, to seek his attention. The third thing we heard yesterday was, when they approached Krishna, then the shelter of Krishna's words and Acharya's words clarifies confusions. Krishna clarified, it's not the sun god. It is Satrajit who's wearing this jewel, the Syamantaka mani. And therefore, unless we hear the words of Srila Prabhupada, unless we hear the words of Krishna in the Gita, we will always be confused with things. Even in our personal relationships and conflicts, if we do not go to a mature, wise, experienced devotee, we will always assume, get confused, speculate. But if we take shelter of the words of great souls and guidance from mature devotees, then things can be put in place. The fourth thing we heard yesterday was, Yudhishthir and Satrajit both were blessed by the sun god. Yudhishthir was blessed with the Akshaya Patra, and Satrajit was blessed with the Syamantaka mani. Although both were blessed by the same personality, the sun god, the difference in their consciousness was 180 degrees. They were poles apart in terms of their consciousness. Yudhishthir, he was consumed by the consciousness to serve. And Satrajit was consumed by the consciousness to show off. And the difference between service and show off is who is the center of attention. When the center of attention is Krishna and others, that is service. When the center of attention is oneself, that is show off. So we all have our Syamantaka jewels. It's not just that Satrajit had his Syamantaka jewel. We could use our skills in book distribution, skills in speaking, skills in singing, skills in managing, skills in organizing to serve Krishna and bring attention to him. Or we can use the same skills to serve our own ego and bring attention to ourselves. Therefore, bhakti is a process of working on our internal attitudes. It's not so much an external thing. We chant our rounds and we do our services. It's all important, undoubtedly. But what makes that service, service, is the attitude. Without that attitude, that service is show off. With the right attitude, it is service. And therefore, Yudhishthir was simply concerned about seva. And Satrajit was simply concerned about meva. In India, meva means sweets and dry fruits. The fringe benefits that come along with it. So whereas one is concerned about seva, the other is concerned simply about meva. Amrish Prabhu, Srila Prabhupada's disciple, what kind of service he did? Krishna blessed him with so much wealth. Like Yudhishthir. So much wealth.
coming in the line of Henry Ford. And Amrish Prabhu simply dedicated his life to serve Srila Prabhupada. And when he came to Chowpatty, he was speaking, gave a talk. I can never forget it. A man of his stature coming in that family, you know, and doing so much service to Srila Prabhupada. He and Lekha Shravanti Devi, they purchased the Detroit mansion, the Fisher mansion in Detroit. And even today, he's contributing so much money for the temple of Vedic Planetarium, rendering so much service. And when he was speaking at Chowpatty, he said, he actually cried. He was weeping when he was speaking. Quite an amazing person. He said, I come from a wayward family. But Srila Prabhupada saved me. Started crying, you know, with such gratitude for his divine grace, Srila Prabhupada. So he was blessed with so much wealth, and he was using all that wealth to serve, still using all that wealth to serve. Unlike many others in the world who may be blessed with that wealth, like Satrajit, who don't use that wealth to serve, but simply to show off in terms of increasing their affluence and opulence, and only soliciting envy, sympathy, or disgust. Amrish Prabhu, he gave a check of $100,000 in India. He sent the check of $100,000 for, I think, the Juhu project. And he got the receipt back. And on the receipt, it was only $10,000. He deposited $100,000 and he got a receipt of $10,000. So he came to Prabhupada and he said, Prabhupada, I sent $100,000, the bank has only sent receipt of $10,000. Prabhupada said, don't worry. There's not big problem. Only one zero is missing. Prabhupada said, one zero is missing. Don't worry. In India, these things happen. One zero is missing. And then he said, but you should sort it out. And then, of course, they sorted it out. The bank had actually, the money had been deposited and the money was taken, but the receipt was wrong. So it was not just $100,000, dollar after dollar after dollar service was going on. Constant service. Some of you when you cook, ladies when they cook, especially Indian preparations, I don't know what, if you know what is a chonk. You put ghee and Prabhupada taught his disciples how to make chonk. Quite a thing, you know. And the success of a chonk, anyone who likes to cook, please listen. Anyone who's a good cook or at least thinks so, can kindly listen. This is Prabhupada's definition of a successful chonk. Prabhupada gave definitions of the highest spiritual terminology to chonk. Everything. He had opinions about everything. And expert opinions. Prabhupada said, a good chonk means when the ghee is rightly hot and you put the mustard seeds, the cumin seeds and the haldi, the turmeric, and when you put the kadi patta, the curry leaves, then the whole thing should be on fire. In the ghee, there should be a flame of fire that comes. If you haven't got a fire, you're not an expert cook. I'm sorry if some of you are disappointed. But if you don't get fire in your chonk, that is not a good chonk, according to Srila Prabhupada. So in a chonk, you get flames of fire occasionally. Bouts, one, whoo, goes off. Whoo, goes off. And in India, when you cook, here you have this electric burner. I don't see fire only in cooking here. You know, there's no fire anywhere in cooking. Strange. Prabhupada said, first class cooking means on wood. Second class cooking means on cow dung. A first class on wood or cow dung, second class on coal. And third class, he said, on electric cooking. Hare Krishna, Prabhupada's definition again. I said, he had opinions for everything. Highest to the most basic. He had his opinions for everything. And therefore in India we use gas burners. You know, LPG gas. So the gas comes out and there is a flame, a constant flame which cooks. You can see the flame. So some of us, our devotional service is like the fire in the chonk. Once goes, then for 20 years nothing. 5 days something, 3 years nothing. Sometimes our devotional service is like that. Sometimes for Mangalarti. Ooh, Hari Bol, next Mangalarti, Janmashtami. Janmashtami to Janmashtami. Mangalarti is from Janmashtami to Janmashtami. I asked one devotee, he came on a Thursday. I said, how come you are here today for Mangalarti? He said, Prabhu, I come Thursdays. I said, why? He said, Prabhu, breakfast is cheese and toast. I asked this devotee, how come you came? He said, Prabhu, the breakfast is too tempting. I have to come for Mangalarti. So sometimes that devotional service bhakti is like that fire in the choke and goes off once in a while. Whereas the service of personalities like Yudhishthir, Ambarish Prabhu and many other senior disciples of Srila Prabhupada is like the flame of that gas burner, constant. Nothing stops it. And therefore their bhakti cooks up into very beautiful prep for the offering unto the Supreme Lord Sri Hari. Thus, service is the life of a devotee. A life of a devotee. A devotee is known by seva. How can a devotee have any other identity except a servant? Srila Prabhupada said that devotee is a very high word. To say that I am a devotee is a very tall order. Devotee means devotion, love. We don't have that devotion. Some of you, at least speaking for myself, we don't have that love. Srila Prabhupada said, at best, we can call ourselves a servant. That we can do. We may not have love, we may not have devotion, but we can continue to serve, at least externally. And therefore, the characteristic identity of a devotee is his or her service. Without that service, a devotee is a dead person, dead body. And therefore, when service comes, if we are taking service as a burden, I think there is a problem there. You know, if we are taking service as a burden, that's our identity. That's our life. That's our characteristic. And if we take service as a burden, I think there is a problem in the understanding of Krishna consciousness. And for that service, a devotee will not mind extending himself or herself and stretch like anything. Once a pig was talking to a cow. And the pig said to the cow, asked a question. Said, my dear cow, I give my very body to serve people. Flesh in the form of pork. People in the world out there eat pork. I give my flesh to people and I serve people by giving my flesh. And you only give your milk. Still you are respected more than me. Why? That was a pig's question to the cow. I give my flesh, you give your milk. Still you are respected more than me. Why? The cow gave a beautiful reply. Very profound reply. The cow said, because you serve only after you die. I serve when I live. And thus, life is meant to serve. We are living if we are serving. Srimati Radharani, one of her names is Vidyarthini. She has many names. And one name is Vidyarthini. Vidyarthi means student. And the feminine gender word for a Vidyarthi student is Vidyarthini. She is the perfect devotee, the perfect servant of the Lord. And still she continuously keeps learning how to serve the Lord. You know, here at the Bhaktivedanta Manor, Srila Prabhupada said, what is the purpose of the Krishna consciousness movement? Two words he said. Here, sitting here on this Vyasasan. Words spoken right here in this temple hall. He said, what is the purpose of our Krishna consciousness? He said two words. Hari Toshanam. Simply to please Lord Hari. Not Sva Toshanam. To please oneself. Yudhishthir's purpose was to please Lord Hari. Using the Akshay Patra and serve others. And Satrajit's purpose was Swatoshanam, to please oneself by showing off what he had received from the sun god. So now, Lord Krishna requests Satrajit. My dear Satrajit, you have this Yamantaka money, which produces how many kilos of gold? 77 kilos of gold. Worth how many pounds? 25 million pounds. So you, what are you going to do with this? I request you, Lord Krishna is requesting Satrajit in Dwarka, you hand over this Yamantak jewel to King Ugrasen. Because a king will use that Yamantaka jewel for the proper purposes.
And the disciples of Srila Prabhupada comment in the purports there, Satrajit denied. When Krishna asked for the Samantaka money, Satrajit said no. He was interested in showing off all the opulence, then using that opulence in service as requested by Lord Shri Krishna. And the devotees comment there, this is where all the trouble and disturbance begins. When Krishna requested Satrajit and he denied to give that jewel, all the disturbance in the life of Satrajit began there. And therefore, when we don't live by the words of Krishna, we can expect disturbance in life. So many people are depressed. So many people are anxious, worried. And there is enough in life to trouble us. Enough difficulties in life. Physical difficulties, health, relationship conflict, financial crisis, mental anxieties, depression, worries. That's the world. You think the world is a good place to live? This is the nature of the world. Always anxiety. Kuntha. Meant to give kuntha. Meant to bring trouble. Meant to bring mental agony and anguish. And people add to it. People add to that anguish by insulting us, dealing with us in a negative way, making us bitter in our lives. You know, world is full of these troubles. And therefore, if we don't live by the words of Krishna, we cannot handle those difficulties. You know, if you have a car which is meant to function on petrol and you run it on water, will a car run on water? Car must run on petrol or diesel. And if instead of drinking a glass of juice or Schlur or Ami, someone along with your pizza gives you a glass of petrol, Prabhu, drink for you. You know, very nice smelling petrol, drink. Great drink. It's not fizzy, but you can take. You know. Will it work? No. There is an instruction manual to use everything. And therefore the Gita is an instruction manual to use our life. And if we don't live our life according to the instructions of Shri Krishna, disturbance is certain. Just like Satrajit, not following the instructions of Shri Krishna, disturbance was certain. And here begins the disturbance now. Satrajit's brother, Prasena, took the jewel, put it on his neck, and just like Satrajit, rode on a horse, going on a hunting expedition, showing everyone, look at my Samantaka money. You know, like sometimes we go around, look at my ability to do this. Look at my ability to do that. You know, look at how I can speak. Please watch. Please pay keen attention to my expertise in speaking. Please pay keen attention to my Samantaka money. That's what I'm wearing it for. You know, to just seek attention. And here was Prasena, riding on his horse in Dwarka, going into the forest for hunting, showing off the effulgent Samantaka money. And the disturbance began. As he entered into the forest, a ferocious lion pounced upon Prasena, killed Prasena, and picked up the Samantaka money. I don't know how the lion liked it. I have no idea. There's no explanation of why the lion liked it. I'm yet to read Sri Subodhini. I haven't brought it here, unfortunately. So since I haven't read that commentary yet, I don't know if there is anything mentioned why the lion picked it up. I mean, if dogs and cats and animals don't pick your jewelry, do they? How many of you lock your homes and come here? When you come to the temple, how many of you locked your homes and comes? If the whole family is here, of course. And what are you scared of? Ants? Birds? Dogs and cats? Butterflies? Oh, the butterfly will steal my wife's necklace. What does a butterfly understand? You know, no animals and birds understand this stuff. The lion picked up the jewel, the dead body of Prasena lying there in the forest. The lion picked up the jewel and entered into a cave. As the lion entered into a cave with that jewel, inside that cave was Jambavan, the bear. When Jambavan saw that jewel, he wanted it. Look at what this jewel is doing. Look at how it's going from where, you know, beginning from Kuvera, where it has reached now. As Jambavan wanted this jewel, he fought with the lion because he was so powerful, he killed the lion. He picked up the jewel, and for him the jewel meant nothing. He had a young son whose name was Sukumar. He gave it to his son Sukumar. Le beta, khel. Khel tu. Play with this toy. You know, play. He gave it as a toy. You know, sometimes little boys, they play with cars. And little girls, they play with dolls. Boys play with cars. And girls play with dolls. When they grow up, boys want dolls. And girls want Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Gave it just a jewel to play with, a toy. Come on, play. And here was the problem. Meanwhile, in Dwarka, Sataraji said, my brother hasn't returned. It's 2 days. I think he's killed. Jai Shri Radha Gokulananda ki jai. Shri Sita Ram Lakshman Hanumanji ki jai. Shri Shri Gaur Nitai ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Sataraji thought, my brother is killed. He's not come back 2 days. And I'm sure, I am deadly sure. What gave this gentleman the concession to think? I don't know. I don't know what this guy, on what basis this man thought. He said, I am deadly sure that Krishna has killed my brother. Deadly sure? What is this deadly sure? Don't we also think like this? I'm sure he has actually spoken against me there. Have you asked? Have you clarified? Have you spoken? Have we communicated? No. But I'm sure. How? How am I so sure? King Satrajit, he thought Krishna has killed. And he said it. And as soon as he said it, God, the Dwarkavasis picked up on that and there was gossip all over. So the fifth point from the story is, should we be silent or should we speak and gossip? Silence or gossip. All the Dwarkavasis started speaking, yeah, 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 Krishna. He was always, I think, he was very much interested in that Samanta Kunjal. He picked it up. Yeah, we knew that Krishna, he's like that, he's like that. Prabhupada, you know what he used? In Mayapur, he was giving a talk and Prabhupada used the word for gossip in his very Indian style. He said, and these devotees will come together and you know what they will do? Prabhupada, in one lecture. You know when these devotees come together, what they will do? Indicating gossip. Prabhupada said, they'll do psh, 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 psh. And the Bhaktivedanta Veda base, in the Veda base, there's a translation of this. How do you translate? Psh, 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 psh. So it's spelt as P-H-I-S-H, P-H-I-S-H, P-H-I-S-H. Fish, 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 fish. How do you write that? It's meant to say, psh, psh, psh. It's a sound, you can't write it, you know. But I read in the Veda base, P-H-I-S-H, P-H-I-S-H. Quite incredible actually. You know, gossip is like that. You know what it is? I know something that you don't know. You know something? His daughter? His daughter's going around with that guy. And I know what they're doing. And I'm just telling you, huh? Only you. Because you're my such close, intimate friend, I'm telling you. Don't tell anyone. And that don't tell anyone is the catalyst to spread it all around. As soon as these three words are added, don't tell anyone, the speed increases. And with the internet age, Hare Krishna. WhatsApp. WhatsApp. Pat, 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 pat. I was walking here in England. Gauri Prabhu's house, there's a park close by. I was walking here in England. I'm walking with someone, and as I'm walking, my phone is on, my WhatsApp is on, this is last year. And as I'm walking in London, I get a photograph of myself walking there from Mumbai.
One devotee walking behind was taking a picture. I have it on my phone, I can show you. I'm still walking there with that person. And the devotee who's walking behind takes a picture, sends it to a friend in Mumbai. Within 10 seconds, I have a picture. I said, who is this? And then I said, oh, it's me, looks like, from behind. God, to spread these things today? You know, this internet age is a dirty age. It's a dirty age. With all the advantages that the internet has, and it can be used rightly, but the kind of destruction that this internet has done in terms of destroying relationships. You know when the WhatsApp two ticks came, blue ticks, the black tick became the blue ticks? All of you know what I'm talking about. And when it became blue tick, that means red. The message is red. Two black ticks means delivered, and when it becomes blue means red. So when you offer a prayer to the Lord, one guy was offering a prayer and he was waiting. So in the sky two blue ticks came. Yeah, Krishna has heard my prayer, he thought. So many couples had fights because of the blue tick. No, really. Because the wife was complaining that you read my message but you didn't reply. I saw blue tick, you read my message. But you didn't reply to my message. This internet age, so much blasphemy of His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. Someone so pure, someone so great, someone with such clean intentions, with such purity, who did so much for the world. But if someone wants to gossip, do this. What is this? The internet can be used to demolish, to completely demolish and destroy the position of someone. And the Dwarkavasis, you know, they were doing this. Gramya Katha. Gramya Katha, isn't it? Hare Krishna. Therefore they say great minds discuss ideas. Average minds discuss events. And small minds discuss people. Someone has a great mind, he will discuss ideas how to serve Krishna better. Someone who's an average mind will discuss events. Oh, this happened at this place, this happened there, this is happening, that is happening. And small minds will discuss people. Oh, you know that guru? Oh, you know what he did? Oh, you know what she did? Gossip. Such a part of life. Sometimes even in a devotee community, you know. Therefore it is said, when one is alone, one should control one's thoughts. And when one is in public, one should control one's words. While alone, look at your thoughts. Mind your thoughts. And while with people, mind your words. Do we have anything to do with all the issues going on in ISKCON? Are we going to solve them? Have we taken the responsibility, shouldered the responsibility to sort those issues out? If not, let's keep quiet, isn't it? Why do we need to discuss these things? There's a lot to discuss. Krishna Katha, the Bhagavatam is there. The Chaitanya Charitamrita is there. The Gita is there. The Brihat Bhagavatamrita is there. The Goswami's literatures are there. Life is insufficient to read. Sometimes when I sit with these books, I feel I wish I don't speak anywhere, I don't sing anywhere, I don't go anywhere, just dive deep into this book. So much to do, so much to read, so much to learn, so much to serve. But we just get so carried away by this fish, you know. What do we have to do if this guru said this, or this happens with this, what happened here and there, what do we have to do? There are senior devotees up there who are taking care of it. It is their responsibility, they are sorting it out. But I see younger devotees in our society. Sometimes young boys who are just 1 year old, 2 year old in Krishna consciousness, young boys and girls, talk about these unnecessary controversies without knowing any background. That was the Dwarkavasis. They didn't know anything. Sataraji said Krishna must have killed Prasen. Must have. How did that man know he killed? And then it was all over the place. All over the place. You know? Does anyone have a 1 pound coin? Anyone have?
One power? My God. Don't worry, I'm not looking for a can of Rubicon. I can't buy if someone has a 1 pound coin. And does someone have a 50 pound bill? 10 pound? 10 pounds? 5 pounds? Anyone? No, I'm looking for something. My God, you have too much money, looks like. You know? Look at this. And look at this. Is that?
Shall I do it again?
Look at this. Look at this. 1 pound coin makes so much sound, isn't it? But a 5 pound or a 20 pound or a 50 pound bill makes no sound when it is put. When the value in life increases, sound goes down. When the value is less, oh my God, it's going towards Radha Gokulam.
Sorry, I'm not meant to do this.
Thus, in our spiritual life, if our value increases, we will learn how to keep silent when required. When the values and value in life is less, that is when the fish and the gossip goes on. Devotees who have a lot to do constructively, thank you. I'm not taking it as dakshina, don't worry. They say empty vessels make a lot of sound. When there's nothing filled inside, they make a lot of sound. When a pot is filled with things, no sound comes out of it. Similarly, when the heart is empty, empty of Krishna, empty of sufficient constructive engagement, then all this pish-pish sound comes, called gossip. But when the heart is full of service, Krishna, bhakti, then there is no such sound. Any case, all this gossip was going on, and Lord Krishna decided, I have to sort this out. That is the sixth point from the story. I have to sort this misunderstanding out, and all those guys who have been gossip mongering around, I need to show them that this is a false allegation. I did not kill Satrajit. And thus Lord Shri Krishna takes exactly those Dwarkavasis. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur Pad explains, Krishna takes those Dwarkavasis who are gossip mongering and talking like this about Krishna along with him to the forest to sort out the misunderstanding and clarify what had happened. As they enter into the forest, Lord Krishna finds in the forest the dead body of Prasena, Satrajit's brother, was killed by the lion. As he walks further near the cave, he finds the dead body of the lion, who was killed obviously by Jambavan. And Krishna then, seeing the cave, enters into the cave. As he enters in the cave, he finds his little tiny boy Sukumar, the son of Jambavan, playing with this jewel. My God, you can imagine, a jewel which produces 77 kilos of gold, 25 million pounds worth of gold. Jambavan said, khel beta, khel, le. Play with it. God, he was playing with the jewel. And when Krishna saw this, Krishna wanted to take the jewel from Sukumar, the son of Jambavan. Look at the path now. Kubera to Shankachuda, to Krishna, to Balram, to Srimati Radharani, to the sun god, to Satrajit, to Prasena, to the lion, to Jambavan, to the son of Jambavan, and now Krishna wants it again. How wealth can create misunderstanding. One of the primary lessons of this chapter is this. Arthasya sadhane, you know, arthasya sadhane siddhe utkarshe, rakshane vyaye, कामोपभोग आयास नाश त्रास चिंता नृणाम. एंड दिस वर्स फ्रॉम द 11th कैंट ऑफ द भागवतम सेज अर्थस्य मनी साधने टू गेट मनी अर्न द मनी सिद्धे आफ्टर हैविंग अर्नड द मनी मनी कम्स टू यू उत्कर्षे टू इंक्रीज योर मनी बाय इन्वेस्टमेंट्स यू नो रक्षणे टू प्रोटेक्ट द मनी फ्रॉम इनकम टैक्स व्यये टू स्पेंड द मनी. In India, if you spend the money a lot, you get phone calls from goons. If you have a wedding at Grand Gymkhana in Mumbai, and a grand wedding, you can get a phone call from the mafia. You can't even spend and show that you have that much. You know? Vyaye. Nashaha. The loss of money. Upabhogaha. Enjoying that money. Ayasaha. So much labor to do all these things. Trasaha, so much fear. Chintaha, so much anxiety. Brahmaha, this word is interesting. Brahmaha, so much confusion. In devotee communities, there has been so much confusion caused by the Syamantaka jewel in the form of money. I have known, because I travel so much, I have heard from devotees coming and crying their tale of woe. We invested this money, we did this, how did that, how our money was gone. Devotees did this. Devotees should not do like this. They yell at me. I said, I didn't take it, man. Why are you yelling at me? I didn't take your money. Why are you shouting at me? But they're so angry with it that when they speak, they just yell. You can imagine, you know. Brahmahanrinam. Confusion. These two chapters, 56 and 57, God gave us such an incredible insight how these things can create so much confusion. So when the nurse heard Krishna came there and the little boy was playing with the jewel and his nurse was with him, his caretaker, and she saw Krishna come in. Krishna is effulgent, more effulgent than the Samantaka Mani. He is Brahma Jyoti. From that Brahma Jyoti, Samantaka Mani derives its effulgence. When she saw Krishna, she yelled. She screamed, you know. My God. And obviously she screamed because she was scared. But Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur was a very rasik acharya. He says she wasn't scared. She was so ecstatic seeing the beauty of Krishna in that divine ecstasy, she yelled. Like sometimes devotees chant in the Hari. Hari bol, this in ecstasy they shout in the middle of the kirtan. She screamed. And when Jambavan heard the scream, he was doing something else. He rushed to the spot. So Krishna came to that spot only to sort the misunderstanding up and take the false allegation away. Ladies and gentlemen, everyone has a question in their mind. As a Hare Krishna devotee, if someone makes a false allegation against me and I am misunderstood, should I sort it out or should I handle it? Sorry. Mother Kulangana's blessings. If there's one thing I miss in Bombay, it's her mercy and her blessings. She's been so kind. She told me something, you know. Every day morning she's been giving me sweets. Every morning I'm sitting there and chanting Hare Krishna. And suddenly I'm like chanting with eyes closed. And suddenly, Hare Krishna. And I say, who's this? I thought Srimati Radharani is speaking or something. You know? Krishna, who's speaking? And then she comes and puts these plates of Mahasweets. And then she says, I'm bribing you. Every day she says this. I'm bribing you. Because I don't want you to leave this place. So I can never leave the Bhaktivedanta manor. I go back, but my heart is here all the time. You know, it's such a sad experience. Now I'm going tomorrow. When I leave Bombay to come here, I feel sad because I'm leaving them and feel happy I'm coming here. And when I leave here now, I feel sad that I'm leaving here and also happy that I'm going there. Bhakti is such an amazing thing. You know, both these emotions are there, and truly speaking, Bhaktivedanta Manor is my home now. It's a second home. Actually it is. Because the community of the devotees here has just given me so much affection and accepted me with such dignity, you know, and engaged me in some service. To which I am truly indebted and grateful. So thank you, Mataji. Very, very grateful. And thank you to all the devotees. I'm grateful for all the opportunities to serve and all the kindness. And before I even continue, my apologies for any any wrong thing said here and there, any offensive thing said or offensive thing done. Sorry, you know, when you just live in like this, sometimes you say things, do things without being conscious. It happens all the time. We are human beings. So it's good to say, I'm sorry. Those words are magical. And with devotees, they are more magical. Devotees are very kind, so they pardon, you know. Any case, thank you very much. See, she just kept it right here. My God. All of you are gopis, but I am not Krishna. All of you are gopis, you have that bhakti, but I am not Krishna. Any case, so devotees have that question in their mind. Should we tolerate or should we sort it out? How many of you have had that question? Should we try and discuss it, communicate and sort it out, the misunderstanding? Or should we just tolerate and keep quiet? You know? Some people give it the volcano treatment. You know what is the volcano treatment? Burst out! Let the lava come out! Let the lava burn as many people. No problem. Vesuvius. Vesuvius. The volcanic eruption of Vesuvius. And some people give it the pressure cooker treatment. Keep it in. And one day, the whole steam comes out. Because they don't do the right thing. They just keep suppressing. Misunderstanding is going on because it's suppressing. One day it just comes out in such ugly, unpleasant ways. You know? And then you realize, man, he was chanting Hare Krishna and moving around like a fantastic devotee. When the steam comes out, then you realize what was going on inside for so long. You know? What should we do? Should we follow Lord Krishna? Here Lord Krishna did not keep quiet. When he was misunderstood, he did not keep quiet. He took all those guys who misunderstood and were gossip mongering to that forest to show that he had not killed Satrajit. I'm sorry, Prasena. What should we do? Speak it out or keep quiet? A golden rule to follow. An incredible golden principle to follow, because if we understand principles, application of those principles in our day-to-day lives is very easy. Those who don't understand these principles get confused what to do. But if the principles are in place, we will always make the right decisions. At least we'll try to make the right decisions. One person came to Srila Prabhupada, devotee, and he said, Prabhupada, these devotees are misunderstanding me, not appreciating me. What should I do? Prabhupada said, don't worry. You probably didn't appreciate them in their last life, so it's coming back to you as your karma. Tolerate it. Easier said than done, isn't it? To tolerate? You know sometimes how devotees become the most unpleasant creatures on planet Earth? In how they deal with us and how they speak? Why do they do like that? Are they instruments of our karma? Are the devotees who mistreat us and deal with us in a certain way instruments of our karma to give us that? So we should just keep quiet and tolerate it till it comes out as the steam out of the pressure cooker? What should we do? The answer is very simple. If we just follow our beloved Lord Shri Krishna and observe his life carefully, we'll get a very clear understanding in what we should do. If we see Krishna in the story of Jarasandha, 17 times Krishna defeated Jarasandha. 17 times. He allowed him to collect all the armies, finish all of them, but he did not kill him because he would go and get them. The 18th time, Krishna ran away from the battlefield. Even at the cost of being misunderstood. He's called Ranchhod now. Ranchhod Rai. If you go to Dakor, there's a temple of Ranchhod Rai. Beautiful. If you go to India and Gujarat, please visit Dakor. Such a place. That temple, Dakor, Ranchhod Rai's deity. So beautiful. That place is known for three things in Gujarat. Gota, Lota, and a Phota.
In Gujarati say gota, lota, phota. Gota means pakoda. You know, there's a certain kind of Gujarati pakoda called gota. And lota means that lota from which you drink water. Lota, gota, lota and a phota. Photographs. So they sell ranchoda rice photographs. So if you go to Dakor, they will, any Gujarati in India, you ask, what is Dakor known for? They'll say gota, lota, phota. No one says ranchoda rice. Krishna was misunderstood. He didn't mind. He didn't care being misunderstood. What would Jarasandha say? Jarasandha, you coward, stop. What are you running? Shouting, you know. Kalayavan's episode. Shouting at him, you coward, you this, you that. Say what you want, I don't care. Another mission. Rukmini was to be kidnapped. Purpose was very clear. You know. Bhishma. Arjun's fighting against Bhishma. And Bhishma so powerful. Krishna gets down from the chariot with a chariot wheel to rush and charge towards Bhishma. And Arjun comes down and holds Krishna's feet. Krishna, no, wait. You made a promise. You took a vow that you will not pick up any weapon on the battlefield. Krishna said, I don't care. My devotee, Arjun, has to be protected. More so, dharma has to be established. I don't care for my name being misunderstood. Let people say I broke my promise. Let people say I did this or that. It takes a great amount of courage to be misunderstood in order to do the right thing. Sometimes in order to do the right thing, people misunderstand us. What is management? What is management? In management, when devotees are trying to do the right thing and establish the right standards, their motive is not to torture devotees. The motive is not to trouble the devotees around. Would any devotee want to trouble another devotee? Why? The purpose is to serve. But it's a thankless task. And they're willing to be misunderstood. Management is such a thankless task. Such a thankless task. Willingness to be misunderstood simply to make sure that the yatra is running smoothly and the devotee services are being facilitated properly. Krishna didn't mind being misunderstood. It takes a lot of guts. If we are image conscious and our own name conscious, we will only be diplomatic and right. Because we don't want anyone to say that I'm bad. I'm the bad boy. Some have to make that sacrifice so that things run properly. On the other hand, here Krishna said, I don't care. And in this episode, Krishna said, I care. Imagine, with Bhishma's story, he said, I don't care being misunderstood. And here in Samantakamani's story, he's very much wanting to sort out this misunderstanding. So what's the principle? The principle is very clear. Whatever helps us do our service properly, that is what we should be doing. In being misunderstood on the battlefield of Kurukshetra, the service of establishing dharma was being done properly. He didn't mind that. Here is now the king, Dwarkadish. And a king must always be above controversy. A leader, a king, a preacher, a ruler must always be above controversy. A ruler, a preacher, a leader is only trusted if there is no controversy about him or her. As soon as there is any controversy related to that leader? Yes, above suspicion. That's right. That's the quote. The quote is leader should be above suspicion. And therefore, any controversy related to any leader, who accepts them? No one accepts a leader who's controversial. Whether he's a king, whether he's a spiritual master, whether he's a temple president, whether he's a preacher, whether he's whoever, it doesn't matter. Controversy kills the most essential ingredient that a leader must have. Trust. And therefore, in order that all the Dwarkavasis keep that trust in him, because he's a leader, Krishna decided to go and sort this misunderstanding. On the battlefield, the service was establishing dharma, and without killing Bhishma, dharma wouldn't be established. Okay, I don't mind being misunderstood to do the service of establishing dharma. Here, I mind being misunderstood. Why? To serve the people by establishing proper code of conduct in Dwarka. Therefore, what should devotees do? If we are serving others, the only one criteria, whether we should speak it out or not, clarify or not, sort out or not, is this. What helps us serve better? For a preacher, his reputation, her reputation is the most important. And if someone's kind of throwing some blemish on him or her, it's crucial that they sort it out. Why? Because otherwise it kills trust. The world at large is affected with such misunderstandings. You know, Lord Ramchandra, when that washerman said that, I'm not going to accept anyone. My wife came, I'm not going to accept. Ram may accept. I'm not Ram. Immediately Ram banished Sita. Why? Because a leader has to make that sacrifice. Therefore, leadership roles are very, very serious roles. Very serious roles. Whatever that role may be in terms of leadership as a guru, as a temple president, as a guide. Because it means tremendous responsibility. Any case, Jambavan came there. And when Jambavan saw Krishna having that jewel in the hand, Jambavan said, "Who are you to take that jewel away? I gave this as a gift to my son." And Jambavan came and charged Krishna to fight him. That same Jambavan who served Lord Ram in the Treta Yuga. And the same Lord Ram has come as Krishna now. The same Jambavan who served Lord Ram, he was on side of Ram to fight against Ravana. Now he's fighting against the same Ram as Krishna. How? The fight went on for 28 days. And Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur explains, the fight went on for 28 days, day and night. They did not take a moment's rest. On the battlefield of Kurukshetra, whenever the battle would go on, then in the evening the camps would rest. And the morning again the conches would be blown, at least evening rest was there. This battle between Jambavan and Lord Krishna, 28 days without eating, without sleeping, without any rest. Non-stop 28 days. They were fighting with weapons earlier. And later, started fighting with fists. And Jambavan was a muscular guy. I mean, all these bodybuilders wouldn't be nothing in front of Jambavan. They go to the gym and they are working out all of these things. Jambavan didn't do any workout. But he was the most powerful guy. If you read the Bhagavatam, it says, his massive muscles being pummeled by the blows of Lord Shri Krishna. Translation of the verse. God. There was such an incredible fight between Jambavan and Krishna. The question is, how did he forget? If it was the same Lord Ram who came back now as Krishna, how did Jambavan forget his Lord? And different explanations are given. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti gives the rasic explanation, which I'll give first. And then I'll give the explanation that is needed for us to follow in our lives. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur explains that Krishna, he was killing so many demons and fighting against so many demons. In Mathura, he fought against Chanura, Mushtika, Kamsa. And Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur explains they were skinny weaklings. Chanur, Mushtik were massive wrestlers. And Chakravarti Thakur Pad explains they were like skinny weaklings because Krishna was thinking, what's the fun? These, you know, tiny fellows, these skinny fellows, no fun fighting with them. Eh? Hit too much these guys. Useless fellows. I can like pick them up like this and throw them. That's what Krishna was thinking. And who came? Putana. 12 miles long. Krishna thought this is like, see, Dolly, Barbie. She's like a Barbie to Krishna. Picked her up and finished her. That's a Trinavarta. Who? Trinavarta. What's Trinavarta? Little helicopter. Children playing with that helicopter. Whirlwind. Finish him up. And what is that Bakasura? Little duck. The toy duckling. Finished him up and all like this. Krishna was thinking, I'm dealing with all of these personalities, all skinny fellows. I have not got a good fight yet. You know, if you have Wayne Rooney or David Beckham, like real expert footballers. And if they want to play football and someone like me goes to play with them, they're going to think, who are you, man? Gaur Gopal Das, who are you? At least if I had some background of football, fine. I never played football in my life. I never played any sport in my life. Can you believe that? Zero sport. No sport in life. I never was interested in sports for some reason. And all the injuries that I got were all sports injuries. I got meniscal tear in both of my knees. And when I went to the surgeon, in India, the surgeon is asking, do you play football? I said, sir, I'm a monk. No, sir, maybe you're a monk, but maybe monks play, I don't know. Then I got a shoulder tear. And they asked me, do you do weightlifting? I said, weightlifting? What do I do weightlifting for, you know? Strange. But if I go to play with Wayne Rooney or David Beckham, get lost, man. You get lost. I want some good competition. That was what Krishna was thinking. This Chanur, Mushtik, these fellows, who are they? The only person who can give me a good fight is one of my own servants who has strength as much as me. And that was Jambavan. So in order to get that fight, if Jambavan would recognize that this is my lord, he would never fight with Krishna. So the Lord covered Jambavan over by his yoga maya potency, so he could forget that he's the same Ram, and he thought he's some ordinary fellow who has come, and he like gave him a tough fight for 28 days, and the Lord thoroughly enjoyed it. This Chanur Mushtik fellow, no fun. They were like punching each other and pummeling each other. God, it was really the fight there, you know. And after 28 days, Jambavan felt, I'm not winning. Every battle I won. There has not been a single battle that I've lost. Anyone who I fought against, I've always won. The only one person against whom I cannot win is my Lord Ram. And if I'm not winning in this battle, it has to be him. And then Jambavan started offering prayers to Lord Krishna, that you are that same person and all of that. He started offering that prayer to him. But a more practical, this is a very rasik idea, given by Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. But a very practical thing for all of us to understand why Jambavan forgot the Supreme Lord, that it is the same Ram who has come as Shri Krishna. Jambavan forgot because he was so angry and agitated that Krishna took away the gem from my son. Son is small. My son, my wife, my husband, my family, my service. It should be my service, my husband, my son, where the my is less and the other component is high. Here, the my was loud, the other component was low. My son. And this is called Snehapash. Snehapash means material attachments. Completely overwhelmed by material attachments. I was fighting against Lord Shri Krishna. Material attachment makes us forget the Lord. That's what we call Maya. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says he was covered by Yoga Maya and therefore he forgot. Some others say he was covered by Mahamaya and therefore he forgot Krishna. And Mahamaya's job is to make us forget Krishna and take us away from service to him. Srila Prabhupada was once in a temple and he saw a big tree in the courtyard of one house. There was a fencing and it was planted in that courtyard. And all the branches of the tree with the fruits and flowers was going in the other person's courtyard, other house. So this guy planted the tree, but the flowers and fruits were going in the other guy's house, other guy's garden. So Prabhupada looked, Prabhupada's vision, incredible. Srila Prabhupada looked at this tree and said, Srila Prabhupada said, this tree must have been the owner of this house in the last life. That now being born as a tree, still he has not forgotten his attachment to the house. Therefore, the branches and the fruits and flowers are all leaning towards that house.
Attachment makes a person forget. You know, makes a person forget. How many of you are attached to your wife or husband? Raise your hands. No, what's the problem? Raise your hands. How many of you are attached to your children at least? Wife, husband may be controversial, but at least children. Children. One devotee came to Srila Prabhupada and said, Prabhupada. One lady came and she was crying. Crying. Prabhupada said, what happened? She said, I don't have love for my husband. Prabhupada said, that's okay, you serve him, it's alright. She said, Prabhupada said, okay, don't worry, it's okay, we'll do something about it. You love Krishna at least. She cried, I don't even have love for Krishna. She was crying in front of Srila Prabhupada. I don't love my husband, I don't love my love Krishna. The beauty was she loved Prabhupada as her guru. And that was her saving grace and her hope. You know, that was her saving grace. And thus, sometimes we feel, when we hear these heavy lectures in the temple, sometimes in ISKCON, you know, we can have heavy lectures. Family, Maya, what are you sleeping in the lap of Maya? You know, in our temple, they once made an announcement of a couple being married. This XYZ Prabhu is going to marry ABC Mataji. And then one brahmachari was sitting right next to me. And he said, whispering in my ears, he said, ding dong bell, one more in the well. My God! I said, idiot, you have the guts to say that? If you say that, you will be in that well also. There are devotees, and it's not well life, it is life which will be well. If they serve Krishna, their life will turn out to be well. Nice life. Why are you saying they're in the well? But he was saying, ding dong bell, one more in the well. I said, wanted to whack him. Insulting this couple, you know, I didn't like it at all, but he was saying it in my ears. Hare Krishna. So we feel sometimes, should I have attachment to family or not? Therefore, please understand the difference between what is called as Sneha Pash and Sneha. Sneha Pash means attachment. Sneha means affection. And there's a difference between attachment and affection. Three things. First, attachment means, if I'm attached to a thing or a person, the thing or the person is the object of my enjoyment. That's attachment. If I use a thing or a person for my enjoyment, that is called attachment. When that thing or that person becomes an object of my service, that is affection. Attachment means I enjoy. Affection means they enjoy. What is attachment? Attachment means it takes away attention from our spiritual practice. People who are attached don't pay attention to their spiritual practice. Affection means they love their family, they love their wife, their husband, their children, everyone. But they don't compromise with their spiritual practice. Attachment makes a person compromise with spiritual practice. Affection or sneha doesn't. The third difference is, attachment very often makes people make wrong decisions. Because to get what you want, to enjoy, you make wrong decisions. Affection uses discretion. Valmiki, out of his attachment to his family, killing people, looting people. The same Valmiki, when Narad Muni preached to him and wrote the Ramayana, was a completely transformed person. So we should have affection. We should not neglect our wives and our children and our husbands and our families. Family is a property of Krishna. Must be given full attention to. It's Krishna's property. Krishna's family. Krishnera samsara kori chado anachar. Bhaktivinoda Thakur explains. A grahastha is meant to do Krishnera samsara. On behalf of Krishna, take care of the family. You know, Jambavan, however, forgot it, you know, because he was attached. But he realized it's Krishna. And his limbs were paining from the 28 days of fight. Krishna put his hand on his body, and immediately Jambavan felt completely pacified. And Krishna, he never forgot. Jambavan forgot that he was my Ram. Krishna never forgot that this is my devotee Jambavan. The Lord never forgets. You know? And therefore, there was a king, and this king had 10 wild dogs. Wild dogs. And if any of his ministers would make a mistake, the king would put this minister in the custody of these 10 wild dogs, who would then pierce that minister apart to pieces and eat his flesh. Wild dogs. So one day, one of the ministers made a mistake. He gave some kind of a wrong opinion. And the king immediately summoned that this minister should be thrown into the pack of this wild dog to be eaten and torn apart and eaten by those wild dogs. The minister said, "My dear king, I served you for 10 years. And now I've made a mistake. I served you for 10 years. I made a mistake and now you're putting me to this wild dog? You forgot all the services I did to you for 10 years? The king said, no, throw him away. He said, okay, all right. At least for 10 years, whatever I've done, give me one thing. Give me only 10 days more to live. After 10 days, throw me to the dog. He said, okay. So then the minister went to where the dogs were. The guard used to guard these dogs in that arena. And the minister went and told the guard, "You take 10 days leave, I'll take care of the dogs." The minister was a little surprised. The guard was a little surprised. "Don't worry, I'll take care. You go." So this guy, the minister, for the next 10 days, served these 10 dogs. Such love and affection. Taking care of them so well. And after 10 days, when he was thrown into the pack of wild dogs, all the 10 dogs were licking him. So the king was very surprised. What happened? Then the minister made a statement. He said, "I just served these dogs for 10 days. And even after 10, just in 10 days of service, they haven't forgotten what I did for them. And I served you for 10 years. And for a little mistake, you forgot?" You know, we should never wipe away the good things that people have done for a small little misunderstanding here and there. Lord Ram never forgot. Jambavan may have forgotten. Lord Ram didn't. And it is at that time that Jambavan offered the Samantaka money to Lord Krishna along with his beautiful daughter Jambavati. And Krishna returned to Dwarka from that cave now with Jambavati as his wife and the Samantaka jewel. As they returned back to Dwarka, Krishna went to Satrajit and said, "Here is your jewel, man. You were thinking I killed your brother Prasena. Prasena was killed by this lion. The lion was killed by Jambavan. And here Jambavan has given his daughter Jambavati. And here is the Samantaka money. Take it." And the last point for this series of class, there's many more, but the last point for this class is Satrajit. He realized that he had made a mistake by making that allegation against Krishna. Now he wanted to patch up. How does he patch up? The only way to patch up is follow Jambavan. So Satrajit had a very beautiful, devoted daughter, great devotee of Lord Krishna, whose name was Satyabhama. So he gave Satyabhama in marriage to Krishna and also offered this Samantaka jewel. So Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says he offered the jewel and he offered his jewel-like daughter, Satyabhama, in marriage to Lord Krishna. But the problem was, Satrajit was so attached, you know. Krishna said, "Okay, I'll take Satyabhama, but you keep the jewel." And this fellow took the jewel back. Imagine, this fellow took the jewel back from Krishna. You know. Therefore, the last point for my talk this morning is sincerity. When we offer something to Krishna, it should be with a whole heart. Remorse, regret is there. That regret will be clarified only if we make that sincere offering, not with wanting, "Krishna, you take and give me back." You know, Prabhupada was sitting and this guy drunk, completely drunk, entered into the temple and went and put a roll of toilet paper there. And Srila Prabhupada, some devotee was stopping, said, no, let him put. And Prabhupada said, this is how his devotional service has begun, his offering with love. He was sitting in Juhu on the terrace and a man with soiled clothes came. Prabhupada speaking, just soiled clothes, you know, those workers, laborers, with just a loincloth on his body, nothing else on top. Completely soiled, sweating, perspiring, dark. He came there and he offered a rose to Srila Prabhupada and left. Didn't speak a word, left. And then Prabhupada said, just see his devotional service begun now, such a service attitude. And then Prabhupada quoted the verse, "Patram, pushpam, valam, toyam, yome bhaktya, prayachati." One little boy came and gave a very senior devotee, came and gave his toy car, you know. A very senior sannyasi. came and offered a little toy car to the sannyasi. Maharaj, Maharaj, this is for you. Maharaj. So the sannyasi took it. He took it. And then the sannyasi said to his parents, this patram, pushpam, phalam, toyam, yo me bhaktya prayachati, tadaham bhaktya uparitam, ashnami prayatatmana. It's not a toy or a flower, whatever it is. When offered with sincerity, Krishna accepts it. Sataraji didn't accept with sincerity. And further trouble begins, which is chapter 57, which is not, I don't have the time enough to cover that chapter. How Akrura and Kritavarma get involved. How Satrajit is murdered. The guy took the jewel back and that jewel became the cause of his death. And therefore this whole chapter is about misunderstandings and how wealth can create misunderstanding. And anyone who hears, not only 56, both chapters, but I'm anyways telling the Falashruti. Anyone who hears and reads these chapters, 56 and 57, the Bhagavatam says, they will also be cleared of any misunderstanding that may have accrued upon them because of whatever happens in their life. Just like Krishna was cleared of all that misunderstanding. So this chapter gave us eight S's. Eight S's we learned from this chapter. The first S was speculation. The second S was taking shelter of Krishna's words to sort that speculation. The third S was seeking attention of Lord Krishna by chanting the holy name. The fourth S was service or show off, Yudhishthir and Satrajit. The fifth S was to be silent or to gossip. All the Dwarka Vasis were gossiping about Lord Shri Krishna. The sixth S was, should we sort the misunderstanding or not? The golden principle is, what if it serves, sort. If it doesn't, tolerate. The seventh S we heard was Snehapash. Snehapash or material attachment can cover us over and we forget to learn and understand Krishna's position. And the eighth S, last S, is when we offer something to Krishna, it must be offered with sincerity. Otherwise that same object becomes the cause of our ruination. Thus Krishna married the two queens, Jambavati and Satyabhama. And in this visit of the Bhaktivedanta manor, Krishna has married three queens, Rukmini, Satyabhama and Jambavati. Maybe if I do come again, we will have him marry some more in our discussion. Thank you all very much. Hare Krishna. Jai Grantharaj, Srimad Bhagavat Mahapuran ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Gaur Premanande. Hari Hari Bol.